Part 6. How to know for sure.
Extract from Name the Day Survivalist Forum. Subboard NTD/Fox and Rabbit.
One corn is at prep to the max status. There is a prelude to the story of Lot and Sodom. Before he settled in Sodom, Lot traveled with his uncle Abraham, and they were good, dear friends. On their travels, Abraham and Lot found rich grazing lands for their flocks, forests of mighty trees, and places where they felt the sacred presence of God in the curve of the land. Over time, Abraham and Lot became wealthy. Their sheep had lambs, as sheep do. They looked after them well. They traded the wool. They ended up with silver and gold. But they argued. Genesis doesn't say about what. So let's just say that part isn't important. When people live and work together, they argue about some bullshit, same as it ever was. Let's say Abraham said to Lot, "I can't actually stand you anymore, and you can't stand the sight of me. So, let's split up the land between us. In front of us are, on the one side, the plains of Soar, and on the other side, the plains of Canaan. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. I just never want you saying this wasn't fair." The plains of the land of Soar were fertile and the plains of Canaan dry, so Lot felt that it was a pretty easy decision. They could have said, "Let's share all these lands in common. That way, if some lands have a drought or are hit by a huge ball of flame from heaven or whatever, neither of us will lose everything." But Lot was a fearful man, and he wanted something to hold, to feel certain about.
Hat on Back is at 1 tin o' bean status. What in the holy hell is this? I thought this was about survival.
Fox in the Hen House is at Go Bag Prepped status. It is. It's about being the kind of people who survive. If you want to be a person who survives.
Hat on Back. Is that a threat?
Fox in the Hen House. Nope. Stick around, you might learn something.
Dance at Dan is at larder full status. Or don't. No one's forcing you.
Rhea's mom is at planting an orchard status. Or come and go for a while before you make your mind up. Like Dance at Dan up there.
Fox in the Hen House. That's it. See how the words sit with you. We've got time.
Listen, nothing in the world is truly owned. There is no tree or patch of soil or animal or mountain or river that grows a label naming its owner on its bark or on its flesh or through the strata of its rocks. Once upon a time, owning meant having a special duty to care for something, not that you alone could have it or use it. Owning is invented. It is a symbolic behavior. And by inventing owning, we invented rabbit. That's how rabbit came into the world. When we say to each other, "Just stay away from me, take your territory and stay there so I never have to see your stupid fucking face again." Lot went to live in the plains near Sodom, and Abraham went to the great trees of Mamre. Lot felt great about his choice because he owned a fertile land. The world was still large enough, just about, to get lost in. And in fact, Lot's flocks had feasted and he had prospered. But of course, with owning comes theft. The king of Elam launched a war on Sodom. Well, we say a war, but back then the cities were a few thousand people, so it would be more accurate to call it a raid. This band of raiders, led by their war chief, overran the city and kidnapped Lot's household and rustled his sheep and stole his gold and silver and all the good things he had stored. Well, these things still happen today. Soon, Abraham heard what had happened to his nephew. And he hated Lot's fucking face, but he was his nephew. So Abraham took 300 of the lean tent dwellers who followed him, and they went after the Elamites. He divided his followers into 6 phalanxes, to the east and the south, the north, the west, the northwest, and the southeast. They went stealthily, without any light, but they were used to defending the flocks by night against gray wolves. They encircled the camp. They waited for a sign. Abraham blew a note on a ram's horn, and all the men descended on the Elamite encampment and took it quickly and with great force. In the camp, Abraham found Lot tied up and cut the ropes. So how did Lot feel at that moment? I'm going to say complex. Chastened, humble, afraid, grateful, and perhaps also resentful, angry, filled with jealousy that Abraham had taken the less fertile land and yet still he was the one to rescue Lot and not the other way around. Lot was a greedy man, and he viewed the world through greed. The leader of Sodom honored Abraham and his followers too. They'd freed the women, children, and young men taken as slaves by the Elamites. So the leader of Sodom gave a feast in Abraham's honor, where they ate sweet goat's cheese and good bread and sang together. At last, the leader of Sodom folded his legs under him and said, "Abraham, by the laws we keep to among ourselves, since you rescued us, all my wealth and my women, the chattels, and the children belong to you now. Please, I beg you, give me back the people and keep the wealth for yourself." Abraham had his doubts about the value of this new idea of ownership, so he drank his goat milk and thought carefully. What good had it done Lot to take the fertile lands west of the river? Abraham had the strong sense that there was something better than hoarding up goods, that his strength and security came not from specific objects in a stronghold or dug into a bunker against a day of reckoning. Abraham's feeling was that his ability to rescue Lot had come from those 300 men who trusted and respected him. A community and a reputation are stronger than gold bars and jars of grain and wine and oil. The only future we ever own resides in our trust in others, their trust in us. So Abraham said, "I don't want a single thread of cloth or one strap from one sandal." It wasn't virtue that made Abraham say it. It was wisdom. He enjoyed riches. He was a wealthy man for those times with flocks of sheep and fine cloth and jewels and stores of food. What he knew was, more than greed causes wealth, wealth causes greed. The richer you are, the more you have to be careful about that. Lot had ears, but he did not hear. He thought of how they'd shouted, "Fuck you then," and "No, fuck you," and gone their separate ways. Then he and Abraham had about the same amount of stuff, and how had this bullshit happened to him? By the time the mob arrived at his door, Lot was broken. He had no language but the deal. Grab what you can, own it, and use it. Give and take, trade and bargain. He said, "Leave these guests alone, but take my daughters." And from then, there was no way to look back. Abraham and Lot are a warning against what we have already done. Abraham and Lot are a warning not to do it more. Abraham and Lot tell us that we will often have the choice between accumulating more gold or objects and creating more trust. Choose to trust. The road to ruin is paved with certainty. The end of the world is only ever hastened by those who think they will be able to protect their own from the coming storm.